Round two, crossing the state line. We are currently on our way with my brother to South Carolina to visit our dad.
For Christmas.
Mr. Murdy. Marty Murdy.
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, bitch.
Yeah,
I was wondering how many people have been on this long of a car ride before. 8 hour drive. That's like Joe and I's limit. That was our limit going to Ohio. Our limit going to my dad's. Where else did we go that was like 8 hours away?
Cincinnati.
Since Tennessee.
The driving limit is 8 hours?
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll fly?
Pretty much. That's been legit.
We're going to go north next time.
Pretty good.
Hit Maine?
We'll go north.
Well, you went to Vermont already.
You drove to Vermont?
No, I said you guys went to Vermont already.
Well, I flew. We flew into I think New York, one of the New York ones, and then drove the 3 hours the rest of the way to Vermont, which was the worst idea ever because after having that wedding party for 3 days and being like super fucking hungover, we had to drive the 3 hours back to the fucking airport.
Ooh,
so hungover. 3 day
wedding
party.
There's really nothing good you can do.
We wanted to like enjoy the ride on the way up, which we did. But then we never thought about, like, the way back and maybe cutting it off at a certain point. Or giving it, should have, like, did an extra day.
Does that mean active call?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe that's what the number is. Or you.
That's my phone number.
Oh.
So we're recording on my phone right now, and for some reason, in my car, it's saying that I have an active call, even though I'm pretty sure I don't have an active call.
Because we have three ADHD people, we notice everything. So.
We are on an active call with you, wherever you are, listener.
Hopefully you'll be crossing the state line into South Carolina soon, because we're in North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, so.
You have the pleasure of listening to us.
So, this is our trip here is crossing one. Do you count one whole state if we go for Virginia and out of Virginia? Is that crossing two?
Correct.
And then
crossing
into your state.
Yeah.
Well,
right,
from Maryland to Virginia, one.
Maryland to Virginia.
So then from
Virginia to
North Carolina, two. And then from North Carolina to South Carolina, three.
Yeah.
Three state lines we will be crossing.
Three.
Other than coming to Dad's house, Danny, what is the longest drive you've been on?
Probably to Florida.
Oh, it's so
Florida or West Virginia. Those are both probably 14 hours.
I've done that too.
Capital
S. Florida to Florida. Really, really long drive.
When?
Or 18. Those are like 18, aren't they? No, they're 18, I think.
Where?
To Florida.
I thought it was 10 hours.
It's somewhere in there. That's a long ride, and then also to the far part of West Virginia in the mountains, which I did not like. The mountains didn't like my stomach.
Yeah, that's how when we were in Tennessee and Joe and I went off to do our own thing. We did the indoor skydiving thing.
And
the rest of his family went to go up on this mountain to do like a little trolley that like floats down the mountain. Like,
cool.
I don't know what it's called or whatever, but
that's neat.
They didn't know that you could have done it at the bottom, rode it up, and then brought it back down.
Oh.
So they drove up the mountain, and I think they said they had to stop like twice for his dad to like,
my dad, like
not
how long
did
that ride up?
I don't know.
He got car sick.
Yeah. Mountains are, I don't know why.
But we're in like a car full of car sick people.
I don't get car sick anymore.
No, but I didn't. You used to hate it when I was a kid because I got to sit in the front seat. You were like, well, shit's not lost. It's just a seatbelt thing. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, would you want her to get sick, Danny?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But like, when I go in trains or in metros or whatever, I have to be facing the way we're going.
Yeah, you gotta be
facing. I cannot do the backwards shit. The same goes with roller coasters and stuff.
You could sit in one of those cars that was like a station wagon, had this back, like, basic back seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was like, you know, the kids in the back would be like, I wonder what all these signs say.
Yeah.
You don't want to make eye contact with the car behind you. Like, okay.
Yeah, I don't like sitting on it on the metro either. I have to sit forward.
Yeah, and even then, it's still not that cool. I have to either look out the window to, see everything we're passing, or it's never good. Me with motion sickness isn't really cool. I think I've gotten used to flights, but I've only ever really, the max flight I've ever been on is 5 hours.
Well, what surprised me last time we were on that flight down to Orlando and whatever, towards Texas with Mr. Flight, whatever. But, I got a little claustrophobic. There's so many people on that plane just stuffed in there, starting.
When you went in the cockpit?
No, not there. That was fun.
That was the same fucking plane.
I know it was the same, but, if we're sitting in the seats, you're jammed in there. It's like,
I
have to get out, all these people are going to have to fucking move.
Yeah, it is kind of tight.
I definitely love being in the aisle seat.
Yeah. I was let me do a window
Everybody's
seat. No, window seat sucks.
Fuck
good for
that.
One time, just to see the view, and then it's the same.
Especially when we land, I want to be able to get the fuck out.
Stick to one, half dozen the other, because you're flying, you got to deal with shit. You're driving, you got to deal with assholes.
Running in behind you with the goddamn
body. But I think I prefer the driving just because you can control, we got to stop. Or let's just keep going. Let's just keep rolling.
It is nice to not have to, once you get into the airport, you're fine. You're cool. You're golden. You don't have to worry about looking where you're going or traveling other than getting on your plane. I do like driving. I like being in control of it. We don't have to wear masks in my car.
But hey, if you do miss a flight, have fun with it, because it can be fun.
Depending on where you're stuck at. I mean,
if you're stuck in Fairbanks, Alaska,
would you miss?
Good luck
with
that.
No, that's a water tower.
Oh.
He said, was that the moon?
Look at how weird it was.
For a second, it did look like a glow of the moon, but it is a water tower with a light on it.
And a hazy.
What's the longest flight you guys have been on?
I was on a flight to Idaho. I guess the longest one was Colorado that I remember.
Well, that's all the way up.
Idaho.
Colorado. What is that? How long?
And corny joke of the day goes to Sherry.
Ours was to Las Vegas.
No.
5 hours.
I don't know.
5 hours.
Well, how long?
5 hours and 4.5 hours.
How long
back.
Does it take to get to Tucson?
I couldn't tell you.
Is it Caribbean?
Yeah.
Well,
no? Okay. I'm terrible with...
Isn't that Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, I've been there, too.
Geography.
Cancun.
I flew to...
It's literally right there, probably next to Florida. Florida's 3 hours, so maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Probably.
I flew to
Riviera
Maya, and then there was a layover in Miami.
Continuous direct flight. How long?
Probably farther.
What?
I think it was
to where?
Well, hey, yes. Until you go to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii is
Hawaii is
18 hours.
Both of our layovers are going to be in... Oh, no, wait. One's California.
LAX.
LAX, yeah. I think they're both in LAX. And I, for some reason,
yeah,
when I looked at
continuous.
It, I thought it was...
Can be.
Las Vegas. So
wait, you said that wrong. Your layover is going to be in L.A.
Yeah.
For how long?
Emma, I'm pretty sure Emma has a direct flight. She's just going from Seattle and
down.
Emma, why do you always come up in all of our podcasts? That's right, because we remember you.
It was
obvious.
It's going to be so fun. So this...
You're going
this
with
Hawaii,
a friend? Or another friend of the friend?
Oh, we're going with friends. There's going to be 5 of us total.
How could you resist a $500 trip to Hawaii that costs...
$10,000
normally.
There was a little bump in the road with work, but we figured it out, and we're going to do some extra shifts and some cleaning to make up for me requesting off all the fucking time. And so Sandra lives there. Sandra moved there, I think it was 2018. That was the last time I saw her. So ever since then, we've been trying to plan all of the girls to go and visit, but then the pandemic happened. and then Flight Super Sucks, and then they were possibly going to move back sooner than later. So now we have the end of February 2022 into March. We have the three girls from Baltimore going, and the other girl from Seattle meeting everybody in Hawaii, Sandra. So five of us total. It's going to be fun.
I guess it can't be that long from the airport to wherever she lives. Well, what island is it?
Our total flight is going to be there, 15 hours, coming home, 12 hours.
Good.
Well, that's with a layover.
With the layover of an hour and a half and then 2.5.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all, no.
I mean, that one you really can't, like, do. You can do maybe one thing, but kind of got to get back on the plane.
I mean, when Joe and I even had a 3-hour layover
maybe get food
in Miami,
something.
We attempted to go out somewhere, but it was so expensive for Ubers and stuff to
come back
to the airport.
That
might as well just stay in the fucking airport.
That'd be pushing that. Stay in the airport.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of stuff with BWI.
Nobody else tells you that when, like, you gotta go back through, like, TSA when you, like, leave the airport, so.
Unless you have that special, like $140 or something.
Exactly.
But then you go on a lot of plane rides.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
Yeah. So, with our drive right now, we made one stop. I don't think we're going to need to make another. It's possible that when we get close, we might need to stop again, but that'll probably be only if somebody needs to pee.
Yeah,
which it'll probably be me.
I haven't drank anything.
You lying?
Well, not a lot. Usually I'll have got an energy drink, and that'll go right through me.
I'm going to try to, like...
Not even water.
Do this like a marathon. We're going to get through the home stretch.
You went 4 or 5 hours.
Crawling.
I went 4 hours.
Yeah, with 4 hours, which is
running
perfect.
Or
that's halfway.
We're going to make it.
It's more than halfway. And as long as I didn't drink anything, no water or energy drink on the way in.
What's our arrival time now?
2 a.m.
2 o'clock.
It's gonna be 2 a.m. It's gonna fluctuate and it's gonna.
I'm throwing the red flag to challenge that.
What do you mean fluctuate? No, it's 1:53. It was 1:30. 1:33. So 20 minutes that was from the stop, I guess.
Add a little extra.
Alright, so I wanna throw out fun games while traveling.
So the license plate one?
The license plate one we mainly do every time we travel. We didn't do it this time. We'll probably do it on the way home, though. But
see
how many different state license plates we can find. And I think the first time Joe and I drove to Dad, I think we found 31.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
If you reach the 50.
Yeah.
You win something.
Another fun game that I like to play is the alphabet game. Nothing in the car, only signs and license plates, and you have to find all the letters in the alphabet in order on signs. Like, A, rest area, B, that's in that license plate, you know, and then you have to keep going, and Q and Z are like the fucking worst. Unless you find a quality in or a Z on the license plate, those ones will keep the game going for a long time.
Should be able to find a Z. Alright, I need some. How do we clear this window?
There's a Who Farted game, but you gotta play with three people.
Yeah.
No.
We'll do that later. We'll do that after the podcast is over.
Well,
do you guys know of any games?
What's the one where you use a card and you gotta, like, fill out, like, you see stuff?
I Spy?
I think it's something like that.
That was like a thing that when you were going to Ocean City that you would get at the toll that you, for the kids, that would help the trip go by faster without them saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, because you still have to find this thing and that thing. But I don't think that's like a thing. Unless somebody made it up that has this drive before. That's not a thing that happens a lot.
But I Spy with my little hand.
I mean, you can do that, yeah, but there's nothing with a card.
Not a drive thing. No. I do miss snow.
Anything else?
Well, I can't think of anything.
Sheldon Cooper's with us.
Do you remember the old the old games that you used to play when you were a kid?
We didn't really travel. Board
games?
No, like, so, Punch Buggy or Padiddle.
Oh.
When you find a car with one light out. Or,
we can do it now.
Sweet and Sour. You ever played Sweet and Sour?
What the hell is that?
Where you're looking out the window, usually there's either two kids or two friends in the back seat, and you're each looking out both the windows. It's got to be a three-lane kind of thing, not a two-lane thing. To where you look at them, and you make a face, either a smiley face or whatever face you want to make, and either they smile at you or they make a nasty face, so they're either sweet or sour. And it's, you know,
what's
whoever.
The Chevy Chase movie where the kid gives the girl gives him a finger?
Vacation?
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation? Well, we're on our Christmas Vacation road trip right now, the bad guy.
The Oswald.
Hopefully no crazy shit happens.
The Oswald.
I want to say, it might be like the first destination Christmas I've had.
Never.
Significant.
Did we ever go down to Florida for Christmas, or was that like Thanksgiving?
We did South Carolina for Christmas.
Sound.
What?
Alameda Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. I'd love to do that.
That was so pretty. That was in the backyard, pretty much.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I have some pictures I could find to show you.
I had a beer in this weather outside of summer, and then just grabbed the beer and started drinking and started walking. Walking out in the ocean.
It reminds me of, like, this week I had a truck.
Speak up.
I had a truck in that had a Yeti cooler in the passenger side of it. It was a Yeti, I forget what it was called, but it was like called a 24-pack of beer, I'm assuming, by the number.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up to see how much it cost. $300.
What made you think of that was what we were talking about.
From if he's walking out into the water with, like,
with
a
beer,
you know, when you want to carry something that can carry a lot in it,
keep it cool.
Now, 24, I mean, if, unless you're a pro, it might be a little extreme.
That's why you go with the Arctic or the Grizzly, half the price.
Yeah, because the Yeti isn't made that anymore.
Probably China.
Well, I have a note for what you guys were just talking about, and also I'm going to continue with the note about where Dad lived before in South Carolina, and he used to say that he would wake up every morning, make his coffee, go on the pontoon boat, and go drink it out on the town.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And then, going back to the Yeti thing, Danny, for Christmas, gave Joe and I both Yeti coolers, koozies, that not only hold your bottle beers, but your White Claws and your fucking canned beers.
Not at the same time.
Oh, I didn't know at the same time, no, but it can hold all of those. If you don't have a universal fucking Yeti, then fuck you.
Awesome, yeah. Oh, I want one now.
Also, one of my clients, Janet, gave me and Joe for Christmas little pins to put on our shirts, and as she handed them to me, she said, "Here, you guys are now part of the official Fuck You Club."
Yeah.
And they're little,
F-U.
They're, what, the shells with the spikes on them from, like, Mario. With wings on it.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath it says Fuck You.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's a fin. It's like
I got a turtle shell that flies. Awesome.
It'll go along with all the rest of the Fuck You shit that she's given me to where my necklace that says zero fucks given to my ring that says let that shit go to my little middle finger earrings and then my other middle finger necklace that says fuck off.
Fuck off.
Oh, and the shirt that she gave me that on the back says fuck and then all the little check marks and little things next to it where you can fuck this, fuck that, fuck you, fuck me, fuck him, fuck her, whatever we watch one you want to check off.
Did you say Berman give you that?
Yeah, Janet.
Funny.
But she's also, obviously Dad's not going to hear this before we go there, but I have two large shirts for Dad and his brother Eddie that says it looks like the little loading symbol.
Uh-huh.
And then above it says fart loading. One of the first things she ever gave me was a wallet that every time you opened it up, it made a fart noise.
A wallet?
Which you
a
just
wallet.
Did something with your charging, whatever, on your phone.
Oh, yes. If you guys, this is like an everything episode, whatever, this is us talking on the car. If you have an iPhone, you can go on your shortcuts and change a text to audible and have every time you plug your phone in to the charger and unplug it, you can have it say something. So, Danny, what does your phone say when you plug your phone in?
Well, I haven't added it to this phone, but it says, oh yeah, Daddy, that's the spot.
No, it says, oh yeah, Daddy, that's the fucking spot.
That's the fucking spot.
And then when you unplug your phone and pull the cord out,
Daddy, put it back in.
So that was the best thing that he ever showed to me, and I did it to my phone too. So when I plug my phone in, it says, oh my god, it's in!
Awesome. Like
and then when you pull it out, it says, your pull-out game's on point. So I also showed it to my friend Hannah, and it made her fucking day. And she has hers to where when you plug it in, it says, oh yeah, get in there nice and deep-like. And then when you pull it out, it's like, oh no, put it back in.
Oh, no.
And on that note, Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry
1201.
Oh, it's midnight, yes! Happy Christmas Eve!
Christmas Eve. Don't know if you're Christmas Eve.
Yeah, whenever we post
from.
This, whoever knows. You're listening to it whenever you're listening to it. Enjoy.
Just shut up and like it.
Just
shut up and drive, because that's what we're doing.
Phew!
And you might be
that's
driving
great.
While you're listening.
What?
Oh my god, look out! I'm just kidding.
I'm watching.
No, screw the listener.
No. Dude, what's road that? Weird. This road is like passive aggressive drivers.
We did see two deer, yes.
A couple of lives.
Are there any other travel things, travel games, anything you guys want to play?
You saw two deer?
Yes. Yep.
You know, there was a bunch of deer, you still call them deer, but if they're different breeds of deer, you know, like whitetail and sika, two different types of deer, you can say, look at those deers. Only if they're different breeds of deer, you can say, look at those deers, and it makes sense.
So, if it's a bunch of deer, I can say, oh, deer.
Bunch of deer. Oh, deer.
And then
deer is plural.
Different types of deer?
There's different types of deer.
Deer.
Like whitetail.
Oh,
deer.
There's some deers over deers.
There are deer.
If you are driving and listening to this, don't wreck your car.
Yeah, I'm trying very hard not to. It's road. I don't like this road. It's straight.
What? It's just straight.
Straight. Yeah, but everybody's like passive aggressive, like fucking going real slow and then speeding past me and I'm riding my ass and I'm going real slow.
Does a straight road make you more tired?
Yes, that's why it's not straight.
You know, I found
so it has curves and bends to it, so it keeps so it doesn't fall asleep.
When I drive it, the more heat that I have, the more it's easier it is for me to stay awake.
Really?
I don't
heat
know.
On?
It's just maybe one of those things is getting older.
No.
Like I'm realizing.
If I'm falling asleep, I need to open the window. I need some cold air on my face. I need the music blaring.
Yeah,
I need to be singing.
They say that doesn't help.
They say it doesn't help.
We have a little bit.
The best thing to do when you're tired
yeah,
on the road is to pull over and fucking sleep.
Even for like 15 minutes. All you need is just a little bit.
And you can't, like, if you don't want to eat a shitload, stop somewhere or before you drive. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, you don't want to go into a food truck on the road.
Yeah, well,
no pizza.
I did that when I went out to Cincinnati for the first time. Stopped somewhere about halfway, and I like ate so much.
Uh-huh. Is that us?
Well, no, it was the first time I drove out there.
Oh yeah, because on our way, you mentioned that you were like, hey, when we stop the scoop, we're not going to eat a lot. And I'm
yep.
like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You said that. No, I didn't. Or was it?
I don't know what it was.
Remember the food?
I mean, on the way, no, I don't. But while we were there,
oh.
I do remember. We already
oh.
talked about it in our
no.
podcast, so
ah.
I'm not going to bring that up again.
Well, I guess we didn't speculate what part of the state line we were crossing into.
We did.
As you were, did you? You already did that?
We did.
Oh. Okay.
We already said we were going to cross.
As
three.
As we were crossing them.
Oh.
But I don't think we're going to do anything while we're driving Lake Meow.
But we did cross into another day while crossing state line.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, another random question I asked earlier was, who do you think is hotter, Britney Spears or Beyonce?
Yeah, please comment your answers to either our Facebook page or we have an Instagram, crossingstatelines_, and then our email address is CSLJOESHERRIE@gmail.com. Emma, thank you for being our one and only email other than Google letting us know that our things have been posted.
Oh, they can comment on something.
Come on, people. I want to hear from you. I need some emails. I want you to listen to all of our podcasts and all of our questions and give us some stuff. I want us to be able to have enough content in our emails to make a whole episode of just reading them.
Well, that'd be cool, yeah.
So
that'd be cool.
I want it to happen.
We all chose Britney Spears.
Listener comment.
But I think it's because they're equally hot, but I think Beyonce would hurt me.
Yeah.
Because she has...
She's probably like 6 foot something.
Larger shoes to work with.
Does that mean boobs?
No, I would say that
she's tall and
like
big. She's
probably
really tall
down.
And big. She would hurt you.
Yeah.
6 foot something.
Substantial.
I'm losing momentum here. You guys gotta talk about something.
I don't know. You cut it short. It's almost 30 minutes.
I don't know. What is it? I guess it is better. Driving in the dark is at night. It is better. Not as many people out on the road.
Yeah, no traffic driving at night. But the sleep thing is a thing.
Yeah, there you go. Crossing state lines is better at night.
Yeah, certainly. Well, plus too, I think Danny and I are used to our quote unquote 9-to-5 job. Other people were
6 to 2:30.
I wouldn't be able to handle this late night bullshit.
I literally only have Tuesdays that are my late nights, but I do wake up at 7, go and clean, and then I may have a little break. If I do take a nap and then go to work, I end up worse off because I'm just teased by that fucking nap. You want to be done with work.
90-minute nap is what she wants.
I will wake up at 7 a.m., close the bar at 2 a.m., and sometimes not get home until 5 a.m. I'll go like 24 hours of being up.
Do you think you handle being up later at night better than me because you're younger or because you are...
Not that much.
No, I think it's because of my schedule. Because when I worked at Maypro and I had to be there between 7:30 and 8:30, I was passing out
at
like 9 or 10 every night.
You actually have 2 hours of sleeping by now.
That's early as hell.
Yeah.
You need a wheel bearing.
I mean, I could do some late nights here or there. I could always drink and wake up and still be able to go work and function fine.
It'll be rear wheel bearing. Front or rear, one of them. Loud.
Other than the things that people can't understand what we're talking about, let's just end it there.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Have a wonderful Christmas or happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Everybody celebrating something.
To you.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And we are the people crossing state lines right now.
Yeah.
And someone else somewhere is also crossing state lines. Goodbye. Okay,